Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. It's Friday. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, this is your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart, with you this morning, and I pray that all is well, that God is doing great and marvelous things in your life. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. What you're going through may not be too good, but you know what? He said that we will have trials and tribulations, and he won't put no more on us than what we can bear. But my blessed sisters and brothers, we can take on some things ourselves, so we can't blame God. We have a choice. Amen? Thank God for Jesus. We have a choice. You and I have a choice as to what we want to do or what we should do. Amen? Maybe what we want to do is not God's ways. God's ways are not our ways, and God's thoughts are not our thoughts. They are much higher. And we thank God for God being God all by himself. Thank you, Jesus, for this blessed day. This is your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart, PhD, double blessing for you and for me. We want you to get your word, the 91st song, then we're going to go to the 35th song and 37th song. We want you to know this morning that Shanita Kelly is the realtor you need to call. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. 443-854-0977. Woman of God, praying woman, powerful woman of God. She'll make that house a blessing that you want to purchase, or even a house that you want to sell. She'll help you go through that transition in a smooth way. And we know that with prayer, all things are possible to those who believe. Give Shanita Kelly a call at Samson Realtors at 443-854-0977. Truly a woman of God, licensed in Pennsylvania and in Maryland. Good morning, Shanita Kelly. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. Trust him, and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Good morning, Dr. David Gaines. Dr. David Gaines and his beautiful, blessed wife, Demetria, celebrating their anniversary. I believe it's 3 years. God is good, and God blessed them with a woman of God. Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, located 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And he appreciates the calls. Those of you that call for fresh fruits and vegetables, they are going through a transition right now, and he will definitely let me know when he has those fresh fruits and vegetables available for you. However, he do have bread and pastry, and that's on Tuesday. On Tuesday, he has bread and pastry, but you need to give him a call also and let him know if you'd like to pick up some bread and pastry. And Dr. David Gaines, again, is located at 2103 North Charles Street at Ebony Styles. You can give him a call at 443-449-3631. We want to thank Dr. David Gaines for being a man of God, available to you, you, and you, of Ebony Styles, a master electrician. He also has a barber on site there. So Dr. David Gaines, again, is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And again, he has fresh bread and pastries on Tuesdays, 443-449-3631. Let him know if you want to come past and pick up some bread and pastries, okay? And they're getting everything back in order for the fruits and vegetables. So we want to thank you for your phone calls. And those of you that do stand in need of fruits and vegetables, we want you to make aware of the fact that Central Baptist Church, those are of you that are located anywhere, can come to Central Baptist Church at Baltimore and Pulaski, across the street from the old Bonskir Hospital. They have fruits and vegetables on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. 2 p.m., I think, until 4, outside the church. You have to pick them up. That's Central Baptist Church, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. You must pick them up, and they also have bread. That Central Baptist Church across the street from the old Bonsecure Hospital is called Grace Medical Center now. And you have to pick those items up. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing. Also, St. Bartholomew, yes, I got it right, St. Bartholomew, which is located on Baltimore National Pike, also have a food pantry. And I believe that's on Tuesdays. But you can Google St. Bartholomew and find out what day they have their fresh fruits and vegetables, and also there is a Presbyterian church across from St. Bartholomew. I don't have the name of that church, that also gives food, not only fruits and vegetables, they give you eggs and milk and other good things. But I don't have the name of that church. I'll get it for you for tomorrow. So it's St. Bartholomew that has a food pantry, and I believe that day is Tuesdays. But Google it, and I'll get the name of the other church. My thank again for you. God, I want to bless you. He want to keep you. He want to guide you. He want to lead you. And he wants to have us fed spiritually and physically. We know that there's individuals that stand in need, and we want to make sure this ministry is part of those that provide those with fruit, vegetables, and other food items. Again, there's a Presbyterian church, of course, from St. Bartholomew that also provides plenty of food. So those two churches located at Baltimore National Pike, and that is West Baltimore, and they're there for you. We'll get the information for you and make sure that you get those items that you need. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. And he has everything that we need. We thank God for our master electrician, Dr. David Gaines, 2103 North Charles Street. Again, you can give him a call at 443-449-3631 for that natural hairstyle and also as a barber on site. But you have to make a reservation, 443-449-3631. And don't forget the mask up. Also, don't forget about the family tree. The family tree is there for you, raising families up. And it's known all over the world, not just Baltimore, Maryland, but the family tree is known all over different states. The family tree has been in existence for over close to 20, 30, 40 years. So they have been raising family ups, helping support families that need that help and support. Resources are also available through the family tree. You can give them a call at 410-889-2108. That's 410-889-2108. That's the family tree. And they're open around 10 a.m. until 2 every day. They have virtual classes along with classes that are in person, but you need to call them at 410-889-2300. That's the family tree, raising families up for you and for me. Resources, child care is available for children ages 2 to 12. That's their Respite Child Care Service Program. And it's free. In God good, free. Thank you, Jesus. God is truly on the throne. So if you have to go to an appointment, schedule an appointment, go to the doctor's appointment, hairdresser. Yeah, you may be going down the street to Ebony Styles. Barbershop. Okay, male and female. Parenting is a male and female task that God has given us. God has given us the children, amen, male and female. We thank God for the family tree, raising families up. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it's all about. We want to make our children, help our children go through life easy, transitions easy. We know they're going to have some trials and tribulations too, amen. All right, now, praise God and pray for our children. I want you to go get your word, the Bible. We can go and read our 91st Psalm. Thank God for our resources that are available to us. And the family tree is located 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Yes, we are blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of times we got to go through things. Amen. But that's all right when God is with us. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's the word of God. Are you with him this morning? Or are you trying to do it all by yourself? You can't do it by yourself, my sisters and my brothers. No matter how hard you try, you cannot do it by yourself. You can't make it on your own. We all need Jesus. We all need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You cannot make it without him. And without him, we're nothing. I want you to know that this morning. Men and women of God, we thank you. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You should have the word at this time, 91st song. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for the word. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Thank you, Jesus. My God, in him will I trust. Sure, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a noose of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. This is the word of God. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge. He's your refuge. Even the Most High, thy habitation. He will keep you. For he shall give his angels, glory, hallelujah, charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. This is the word of God. Verse 11, so says he, for he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands that stash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him and set him on high, because what? He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Long life, with long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life, thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. Yes, he is. All the time, not sometime, all the time. Take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there, and watch God move on your behalf. You take one step, he'll take two. That's not in the word of God, but walk by faith and not by sight. Faith without works is dead. Amen? I got faith. I got that faith in God. He's going to tell me what to do. Thanks be to God. He will whisper in your ear and tell you what to do. When you're in prayer, you sit and meditate. He will tell you where to go, when to go. He will tell you when to be still. Nobody but God. That's the kind of God that we serve. And sometimes he'll send someone your way to give you a message. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes he will send somebody your way to give you a word, to give you a beautiful smile, to uplift your spirits. Send somebody away to give you exactly what you need. Thank you, God, for using us as your vessels. Psalm 35. Psalm 35. My blessed sisters and brothers, the word of God for the people of God. And we thank you, Father God, for those that are obedient to your word. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. My sisters and my brothers, I want you to know this morning that God's ways are not your ways, and God's thoughts are not your thoughts. He controls the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to him, not to you and to I. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass, and wither as the green herb. And you wonder what happened. I haven't seen him or her in a long time. The word of God says, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed spiritually and physically. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you desires of thine heart, and I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. He will give you the desires of your heart, and I do believe that if your desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God, not some evil thought or evil action against anyone, because what goes around come around. Watch out. What goes around come around. Be careful about the thoughts that you're sending out. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. And the word of God says what? Shake the dust from your feet and keep right on going. You ain't got to stay there. Shake the dust from your feet and keep right on going. That's the word of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. Mm-hmm. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Sometimes we need to just rest. We're always in a hurry, my sisters and my brothers. Sometimes we need to just rest. I didn't say go to sleep. Rest in the Lord. What are you doing? Resting in the Lord. Get off the cell phone. Get off the computer. Get off the tablet. Turn off the TV. Get off the phone. Yep, 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 yep. Rest in the Lord. We need to sit back and rest in the Lord. That's a wonderful feeling when we can rest in the Lord. Don't hurry God. Don't rush God. Timing is everything. My sisters and my brothers, I had a friend who was in college, and her family thought that she was taking too long to complete college. But she finished in God's time. She worked a full-time job and raised two children. But she rested in the Lord. She didn't hurry God. But she completed college. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Rest in the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. God's time is not our time. Timing is everything. In the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself in any wise to fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Yes, God wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to have the best. Mm-hmm. I said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to him. But don't get upset because someone else had what you would like to have. You don't know what that person is going through or what they're going to go through. So don't get upset about other people's things. Thank you, Jesus. Because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself any wise to do evil. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because the evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. They shall inherit the earth. Fear not a little while, and the wicked shall what? Not be. Yea. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. They are much higher.
He knows about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You don't. But the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. Meekness is not a weakness, my sisters and my brothers. They thought that Martin Luther King was meek because he wanted peaceful marching. Peace, peacemaker, that's what he was. He didn't want to fight. He didn't want to destroy people's communities. He wasn't a part of that. But he spoke up. He did the right thing. Amen. He spoke up for our rights. Human rights. Thank you, Sabrina, for standing up for human rights for those that are behind prison walls. And shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The word of God says, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. God already knows what's going to happen to those evildoers. He know when, the time. He already knows it. The Lord knows. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he see that their day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and enslave such as upright in conversation. Their swords are into their own heart. Watch out. The word of God says their swords shall enter into what? Their own heart. And their bow shall be broken. I pray, my sisters and brothers, that you're one of the righteous ones and not one of the wicked ones. Because the word of God says in verse 17 in Psalm 37, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholdeth the righteous. He's upholding you today and always. They shall not be ashamed in evil time. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Satisfied. Go back to verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be what? Forever. You want your inheritance forever? Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Your situations, your trials, your tribulations. God knows all about what you're going through. If you're going through it for the glory of the Lord and not for self and selfish reasons, it's not about you. It's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Trust him and never doubt. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Pray without ceasing, my sisters and my brothers. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And as I always say, you're not a doormat. You are a Christian. You're not a doormat. You are a Christian. Yes, you are a Christian. There comes a time when we have to speak up, when we have to make a decision. God will take care of you. He's doing it now, and he will continue to take care of you. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies my footstool. Make your enemies. It is enemies too. If you're a man or woman of God, it's not you that they're attacking. They're attacking God's property. My God, my God, my God. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies your footstool. God will do it in his own way and in his own time. Rest, 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 my sisters and brothers, in the Lord. Somebody needs some rest. Thank you, Lord. Somebody need to get away from that situation and rest in the Lord so that you can hear from God. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we just go for a walk in the park. Sit under a tree, not while it's thunder and lightning, and read the word of God. We need this rest in the Lord. Take time out. This is August. New beginnings. Number 8. The 8th month. New beginnings. For you. For your family. For your loved ones. New beginnings. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together, sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you for blessing us over and over and over again. We thank you for keeping us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You woke us up this morning and started us on our way. You kept us free from the floods, the fires, and the thieves of the night. Our homes weren't broken into. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those homes were kept intact. Through the thunderstorm last night, through the lightning, and those homes that were affected by it, Father God, we ask right now that you'll be with them and guide them and leave them. Lead them in a safe place. Provide them, Father God, food to eat this morning. A safe haven. Make a way out of no way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for those in California that's going through the severe fires. We pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the will of God will be done in their lives. Those that are affected by the floods in Illinois, those that are affected by the hurricanes and tornadoes. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus for those that still want to stay in their homes. Touch their minds, Father God. Grant them godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Provide what they stand in need of. Clean, fresh water. Food to eat. Clothing. Medication. Make a way out of no way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that were in hospitals and nursing homes in Illinois and other states were affected by floods. They need you, Father, right now. They need to hear from you. You need to direct those, Father God, that are trying to help our loved ones out, that stand in need of a Savior, our risen Savior. We thank you for those that are supplying the individuals with water and food and clothing. We thank you, Father, right now for someone that's opened up their home, for someone that don't have one home right now, that was completely destroyed by the flood, by the fires, tornadoes. Father, we thank you right now for that dear one that counted not robbery to open their doors up to someone. We thank you, Father. Bless them in their ways of allowing others to see Jesus Christ. We're the only walking epistles that people will see. And we trust you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, to be with us and guide us and lead us and direct us. We can't thank you enough for what you've done in our lives. We thank you for bringing us through our trials and our tribulations. We thank you for awakening us this morning in our right minds. There's someone, Father God, that's confused, don't know which direction to go in, don't know where to turn. Touch that mind right now because you are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We lift up Pastor Rosie Cobia, her church family in its entirety. We pray, Father God, that you'll bless her, her daughters and her son, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Strengthen them as they continue to preach and teach God's word. Thanks be to God. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the body of Christ. Every chief apostle, archbishop, bishops, pastors, deacons, deaconess, trustees, those that clean the sextons, that clean the churches. Father God, we thank you right now for those prepared of food that still have soup kitchens that are giving out food from their churches, Father God, right now. Bless them with their faithfulness
even in the storms, in the fires, in the floods, even in the heat. Father God, bless the body of Christ, those that are faithful, sharing your word, preaching and teaching your word. Touch the body of Christ right now, because you said in your word that the judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. We pray, Father God, for our world leaders. President Joe Biden, strengthen him. Be with him, God. Heal his body right now, mind, his spirit, and soul. Let him feel the glory of the Lord upon him right now. Let him do your will and not the will of the people. But let him do your will. Let him hear from you. Touch his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, as she stands by his side. Touch that family in its entirety, Father God. Let them hear from you. We pray for Carmela Harris, Vice President Carmela Harris, and her husband and her family in its entirety. Let them hear from you. Let them do the will of God in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, as she traveled to do the will of God and not the will of people. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Go into Congress, Father God. Go into Washington, D.C. Touch the House of Representatives, senators, congressmen and women. Touch them right now, Father God, all of our legislators. We pray, Father God, you'll touch their mind, body, spirit, and soul, and there will be one party, the party of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Not a Democratic party, a Republican party, a Green party, an Independent party, but the party of Jesus Christ, that they will hear from you. We pray for our governors, our mayors, our delegates. We pray, Father God, that they will hear from you, that the Spirit of the Almighty Living God will fall fresh upon their lives right now, even those that are sleeping in their beds. Touch them right now. Wake them up and shake them up. Speak to them, Father God. Let them do your will and not man's will. Glory be to God. We come against those sins, Father God, that have been going through families generation after generation after generation. We break those generational curses right now in the name of Jesus, that the will of God will be done in the lives of our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and great-great generation. We break those generational curses of drug addiction, alcoholism, homosexuality, stealing and lying and backbiting, fornicating. We break those generational curses right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Adultery between male and female. We break those generational curses right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you're a liar and a deceiver. Those generational curses will be broken as of today in the name of Jesus. Touch our loved ones and pour out your spirit upon all flesh, as you said in your word. We thank you for the great things that our children will be raising up to do, inventing things, creating things. We thank you right now for establishing communities, building them up, building up our cities and not tearing them down. We thank you for taking away the weapons that are causing destruction in our families, in our homes, in our schools, in our shopping centers, in the movies, in the theaters. Father God, we thank you right now for stopping that. You will cease the fire every day. Thank you, Jesus. Not on weekends, but every day. You will cease the fire. You will touch the minds of those individuals. You are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Touch the minds, Father God. Regulate their minds and let them know that life is a blessing from God. And they're not to come and destroy other people's lives and take lives from other individuals in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds right now. Regulate their minds, Father God. Someone right now is totally confused. Don't know which that way to go. But take that gun and that weapon out of their hands right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let them fall on bended knees and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Let them repent of their sins. Thanks be to God. So
someone's son, someone's daughter is about to commit suicide, stop them in their track, not on their watch where they commit suicide, because God has a plan for your life, my sisters and my brothers. Put down those pills. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stop cutting your wrists. Thank you, Jesus. Stop destroying yourself with illegal drugs. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You don't need another fix. You need Jesus. You don't need alcohol. You need Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus is the way, the only way. We are praying for you. Deaconess Phyllis Blue, God is able, the entire Blue family, we're praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, God is able. God will fix that situation for you. It's already done. Glory, hallelujah. God will fix that situation for you right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying for the entire Kelly family. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Diamond Tickle, we're praying for you. God is able. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Trust in God. Janita Kelly, trust in God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God is real, and he's real in our soul. Zariel, Rael, trust in God. God is able. Diane Green Staten, trust in God. He will work it out. Tyrone Staten, trust in God. TJ Staten, trust in God. We are praying for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Yes, we are praying for each and every one of you. Mr. Kelly, we are praying for you. God is a God that could do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed us yet. Dr. Alice Poole Davis, we are praying for you. Sister Bernadette Washington, we are praying for you and your son and the work that God has called him out to do. He's keeping you. He's guiding you. He's directing you. Elder Don and Annette Smith, we're praying for you. God is in charge. God is in charge. Keep hope alive. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us that hope in Jesus Christ. Mercedes, we're praying for you. God is a good God. Trust him without a doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. LaShawn, God is able. He's a keeper. He will guide you. He will lead you. He will direct you. My sisters and my brothers, we've got to live the life that God has designed for us to live. Thank you, Jesus. We can't live any old kind of life. My God, we shouldn't live any old kind of life. Cry out to God right now. Ask that he'll forgive you of your sins, because the word of God says he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. We have to repent. The word of God says, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven and heal the land. We've got to turn from our wicked ways. Thank you, Lord. We're praying for the postal workers, Sister Greta, as you all walk the streets in the heat. We're praying that God will keep you and guide you and lead you and give you that refreshing that you need in this heat. All postal workers, we're praying for you. Special prayers for Sister Greta. God is able. New Union Baptist Church, we're praying for you. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Sister Gwen, we're praying for you. Yes, he is a healer. We're praying for your sons, your daughters, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. We're praying for you. God is truly a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Elder Cassie, Deacon Lofton, we're praying for you. Minister Sharon Ricks, Sister Yvonne, Minister Yvonne, we're praying for you, McFadden. We're praying for you, Elder Josephine. God is able. He's keeping you. He has not forsaken you. Someone is crying out this morning saying, why hast thou forsaken me? God has not forsaken you. He has not forsaken you. You have a choice. The ball is in your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Mr. Joe Richardson, we are praying for you. pray for those that stand in need of food, that God will bless them and provide the food that they need. Pastor Sammy, Tammy Caesar, we are praying for you. Mother Annie Green, Apostle Joanne Farley, Christ Institution Baptist Church, Bishop Simmons, we are praying for you in the body of Christ, Simmons Memorial Church. Stay strong in the Lord. Continue to preach and teach the word. God is able. Bishop Timmy Lee, special prayers go out to you and Cornerstone Church family. Thank you, Jesus. Special prayers. God is a God that knows all. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Reverend Dr. Hickman, we are praying for you and the Hickman family. Special prayers for Gary. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Kim Kerr, we are praying for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're praying for P.M. Smith, Pastor P.M. Smith of Hebron Memorial Church. Special prayers for Gus and Debbie Dennis. Special prayers for the Gibson Magwood family and families that have joined together in family reunions this past season. That God will keep you together. That God will guide you and lead you and direct you. That you'll come together to celebrate life. Thank you, Jesus. That families come together to celebrate life. Don't wait until someone's passed away to celebrate. Come together and celebrate life and enjoy one another in peace and love and harmony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thanks be to God. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, God is strengthening you and keeping you and guiding you and leading you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is good all the time. Yes, he is. Ask the Savior. Ask the Savior. He will help you. He will lead you. He will direct you. Someone is getting a breakthrough on today. Someone is getting a breakthrough on today. Receive your breakthrough. Receive your blessing. Receive the anointing from the Almighty Living God. Bless us with a fresh anointing on this Friday. Holy Spirit, speak to someone right now. We thank God for Kenya Key. Bless her family in its entirety. We pray for Desmond Stewart, Ricky Hightower, Wallace Green. God is able. We pray for every young black male as they walk the streets. Keep them safe from the firing of the weapons. Take the weapons out of their hands. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against Satan right now, destroying the seed. You will no longer continue to enjoy the seed. God is able. God will keep us and guide us and lead us and direct us. Special prayers go out.